Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I was listening to this Yale happiness course by Dr. Lori Santos, and she was talking about how our minds don't think in terms of absolutes. We're constantly judging everything by our own reference. This is why the studies have results. When someone making $30,000 a year is asked, what do you need to be even happier? And they say $50,000. But when you ask someone making $100,000 a year, they say $250,000. Our minds are judging what we would make, what would make us happier by our surroundings, our reference points. Quite frankly, 50,000 or even 75 might make us just as happy. We already know that money doesn't really buy us happiness. So we're talking about these reference points as a salient point. So salient is like the most noticeable, but often completely irrelevant point. So it's against what we would consider all like subsequent information and how we're all compared. It's like judging all the time, okay? So in this scenario of salary, the reference point is what we used to make, $30,000. We'd like to make $50,000. But it's not done in absolute objective terms. So there's this famous example of this through the Olympics. We watch these sporting events and some athletes take the podium and some don't, right? So if we were to show you a photo of one of the greatest swimmers of all time, Michael Phelps, on the podium with his gold medal, he would look happy. But what's interesting is the silver medalist looks less happy. But even though like he just won an Olympic medal, like that's a huge deal. And then if you look at the bronze medalist, he looks as happy, if not happier, than the gold medalist. But why? It's all relative. So the silver medalist sees a reference point as being so close to winning the gold medal, but falling short. And the bronze medalist sees a reference point of not making it on the podium at all and being just so darn happy to be there. All of these athletes are experiencing a different salient reference point. Our minds don't think in terms of absolute. It's clouded by our salient reference points. Researchers studied Olympic athletes in exactly this scenario over and over and over. And what they found was silver medalists were less happy than bronze medalists over and over again. So today, I invite you to consider your reference points when thinking about your wants. All right, until next time.